Yeah, you know, Jimmy Jimenez, our shoer, is not only a great farrier, but he's also a great weatherman. And he's been using weatherbug.com, and weatherbug.com said potential rain about 7 a.m. this morning. So that being said, we figured we'd get here earlier and try to get both Land Over Sea and Nyquist out before 7. And we were really happy. The track looked great. Johnny said it felt great. And Land Over Sea had a really nice gallop this morning, about 5:45. Then Nyquist followed her and went around 6:15, and he looked really well. So they both horses trained great, and you know, Dodge, even though the rain's not that bad, but got to get on a nice track, and no one got wet.
For people who don't know, explain why you would not want to go out in the rain.
Well, I mean, sometimes you got standing water, or, you know, it just, I guess, a little bit of rain is not that big of a deal. But if you get a downpour, you know, maybe just the track being a little bit uneven and horses getting poured on while they're sweating too can maybe potentially get sick. So training under dry conditions seemed to be beneficial.
For those of us who were still in bed, what exactly did the horse do?
both Land Over Sea and Nyquist jogged backtracked to the wire, and then they turned around, and both of them are just so much more relaxed here than the week leading up to the Oaks and the Derby. And they both started off kind of nice, steady gallop, and about the half-mile pole to the wire, they both started picking it up and went just under a two-minute lick from that point, and really just stretching out and had a really good piece of exercise. So very happy the way the morning went.
What have you liked best about Nyquist this week, the time that you've been in Baltimore?
I think just the way he's settling. You know, he's laying down a lot, and I think getting here early and having everything go as smoothly as it has is, I think it's going to have real beneficial effects come Saturday, because he's sleeping a lot. Our night watchman's, he makes notation when he lays down, and he's laid down a couple hours at a time, which even back home, you know, you'd get maybe half an hour where he'd lay down and get up. So just very happy the way all the horses are settling in, but Nyquist specifically is doing really, really well.
Also interesting dynamic that the top two finishers in the Derby are the two horses that are here the earliest and taking advantage of what Pimlico has to offer.
I agree. I mean, it's like we snuck around. We were trying to figure out, you guys were actually beneficial, what time Exaggerator was going out. So we went out and hid in some bush and watched him from afar. But he looked great, and he always does. And his coat looks great. His weight looks great, and good energy. And he went straight off, but he galloped very similar to the way Nyquist did. And I would imagine Keith would be happy with it. And we weren't real happy with it, but he looked really good.
What impressed you the most about Exaggerator when you were watching the Derby, looking back at it?
Well, he's just so darn consistent. He's a big, good-looking horse. He always carries his flesh really well, and he just shows up every race. And, you know, as it looks like we might get some rain here Saturday, I'm sure Team Exaggerator's doing some, you know, they're high-fiving and they're excited. So they've got to be happy.
Doug, you guys seemed really kind of over the moon on Sunday with Nyquist gallop. Did you feel like today was the equivalent of that?
I do. You know, I think the lead up and the preparation for these races is almost as fun as the actual race itself. And you know, when you've got an amazing horse like Nyquist, just watching him gallop is really special. And you realize you're part of a once in a lifetime type of horse. So we were really happy with the way he galloped the other day, and I think equally as happy today. As he left the pony, Johnny started having him gallop, he just went real nicely and just picked it up as the gallop went. So that's how you like to see him, and just very happy the way he's preparing for this big race.
You mentioned how the horses are relaxed. Is the feeling, the vibe, maybe a little different as opposed to I'll have another? It seems almost maybe low-key.
I think the confidence level's higher. Hopefully we're not cocky, but I think the confidence level is higher, you know, I'll have another. Obviously, it's a very special horse, but Nyquist is just a tad more special. The way he carries himself and the way he acts around the barn, and just his whole presence is very unique, and we're all feeding off that, and we're all 4 years older too, so that helps as well. But yeah, it's a really good vibe, and we realize how this could be the last time we'll have a horse like this, so we're enjoying every moment of it and really living in the moment.
Doug, your thoughts on the weather maybe for this Saturday? Looks like maybe rain. Do you have any preferability as far as rain or not rain, track condition?
You know, I think just want it safe, and it will be. You know, that we've seen with the amount of rain Pimlico has taken, and the track continues to bounce right back. So the track crew is doing a great job. And we've seen with Nyquist, he can handle, you know, there's a little bit of weather in Churchill Downs, and Florida Derby, it rained pretty good too. So he's a very sure-footed horse. I don't think whatever the weather will be, I think he'll show up and run his race.
His Nyquist's primary opposition, at least on paper, is Exaggerator. He's beat him, what, four times now? How much, I think it's a, I don't know, it's a lot, but how much do you think these horses know each other? Do you think he recognizes that horse?
I don't know.
Like the Generals and the Globetrotters. Yeah, oh, here's that guy again. Yeah, I get to beat him.
I definitely think when they get in the paddock, no matter what race, I think the horses sense like, oh God, you know, not that horse again, or I'm amongst a bunch of horses that I really feel good about. So I do think they, I don't know if they recognize them, but I think our style, we have a little bit of edge on Exaggerator because we're going to have a little head start. But yeah, I think there's some other really top horses in here. You got the Todd Pletcher horse who's coming off a 14 length win, and there's no telling how good he is. And so, but I think in races like this, there's a lot of good horses, so you just got to stay focused on your horse continuing to do well and having him as prepared as you can possibly have him.
Is this the longest winning streak you've ever had with a horse?
It seems like it. Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, and be doing it in races like, you know, the Florida Derby and the Kentucky Derby, that's pretty crazy. You know, it's made me think that Nyquist is kind of an ambassador for the sport and for all the other horses. So just want to make sure that Nyquist represents all the other horses well, and you know, we don't catch him drinking late at night or anything silly like that. And I think it's a very it's an amazing privilege to for me to be a voice of Nyquist and to be able to share him with everyone, and hopefully he can carry on the torch of what American Pharoah did last year.
Very good. I think he is on the guest list for Mount Washington Tavern tomorrow night, by the way.
I think so. And they say the Sagamore party's a hard one to get tickets, so I'm going to call over there and act like I'm Nyquist and see if I can get a ticket.
That'll be interesting. Yeah. I'll tape record that.
Yeah.
Exaggerator. He is 0 for 4 and Swipe's 0 for 4. So that camp's 0 for 8. Do you use a basketball analogy? They talk about how tough it is for with good teams to beat a team three times in a row. I mean,
You're building a case for them to beat
us. I'm just saying that. Well, their owner did say maybe ninth time's a charm.
Yeah,
or tenth,
yeah,
he said.
Yeah.
But the point being, what's that say about Nyquist when you have good horses like that, that he can beat two very nice horses like that?
Yeah, I mean, it again goes to the story that he's just a special horse. And, you know, speed kills in any sport. When you got speed, you got an edge. And he's got just natural gait speed, and then just having that will to win every time is amazing. And then the continuity of the team, of Mario, and just being able to win on all these different tracks, those are all just special, traits that he has.
Thanks, Doug.
You got
thanks.
Thanks.